Yeah, I like just pressing record and turning the mic on. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck am I gonna say. Yo, this is so much fun. If you are, I've been doing public speaking since I was, I've been doing public speaking for a while. Yeah, even when I was in trouble and I was in a program, I would speak in front of inmates. When I was that out in church, I would speak in front of inmates when I was fucking doing wrong. Yeah. And, public speaking, performing. Cool shit, man. Yeah, so, yo, that being said, I am AJ. Nice to meet you. Very nice to meet you. Yeah. I got some stories. But I also have something in my eye. I'm sorry. I got something in my eye. Fuck, man. The hell's going on over here, man? Yo, I'm supposed to make sure that I got my shit in order before I hit the record button, right? No, that is not always the case. Yo, first off, I wanna, because if you're on my Twitter page, I want to drop a couple names. I'm name dropping. Yeah. What is it, Sunday? Yeah. Dropping names on Sunday. The Amazing Virgo. Yeah, I love you. I want to kiss them cheeks. Oh, this is not going to go well. Trust me, this is not going to go well. Yo, A Muse, the Encourager. Yo, she's bad. She's bad, and she's like super smart. Her, Chabre, Miss A Dub, Miss. She's a cutie. I was fucking with her early this morning. Yeah. I think that's it. Damn, I got a short list. I got a short list. Joe D. Yo, Joe D. With her fine ass. Yo, she bad as hell, yo. Like, yo, I just be wanting to talk to her. I just be going to tweet to her because she looked good. And that's shallow. That's very shallow. That's very shallow, Joe D. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. E Rose. Know what I mean? Yeah, E Rose. Yo, we was fucking around. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, yo. And I've been sending y'all all like. I've been sending y'all all Magic the Gathering. Like when I win, I send you my victories. Yeah. Cause that shit is cool. Cause yo, those wins don't come easy. Trust me, those wins don't come easy. Yo, those wins are like, yo, I be like, it be some days. Some days it comes like easy, and then some days it'd be like really difficult. It depends on who you're playing. Yeah. Simply Ashley. Yeah. I see you out here, Lexi. I love you, baby. Know what I mean? Miss Pot. Miss Pot, Jackie C and C. Yeah. All right, that's enough. Because this show is about fucking me. It's about me. I mean, yeah. Next up, journalism dies in newsroom. Cultures where fairness is overrated. And it's hard for me to say because I can't consider myself a journalist. I can't consider myself a journalist because, I like establishment news outlets seem determined to wreck their own profession. They're collapsing on themselves, right? Self-inflicted journalistic disasters surface these days with an unnecessary regularity. Just in recent weeks, blunders have included a 60 Minutes hatchet job. A hatchet job on 60 Minutes? Get the fuck out of here. On Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the revelation that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who has a fucking name like that? Sicknick did not die of a beating with a fire extinguisher, as had been widely reporting in January. Major news outlets falsely reported recently that Trump ally Rudy Giuliani, oh, that fuckface Giuliani, you can't get rid of him. Yo, we need to just like find him like strip naked and like find him like and put his dick in his hand and say that he autoerotica asphyxiation or whatever. Yeah, that's how you kill everybody else. So what the fuck? Like, ew. Was told he was being targeted during the campaign as a tool for Russian disinformation. It's always blame it on the Russians. The motherfucking Russians don't give a fuck about us. They trying to take care of, like, they trying to take care of their own people. Like, yo, get the fuck out of here. It's always Russia, 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 Putin, Putin. Like, yo, if I was Putin, I wouldn't give a fuck about you because you can't beat me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about shit. I'd be like, yo, America don't want no smoke. So now that we know that we don't have a threat in the world right now, you know what I mean? Like, yo, we can focus on taking care of our fucking selves. Shit, man. Like, yo, and there's always Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia, eat a dick. Eat a fucking dick. I mean, like, yo, and I'm mad because I couldn't go to Walmart to buy no fucking fireworks and beat this shit, goddamn it. Yes, this is the AJ that you know and love. Feels good. Feels good. Yeah. Feels good. These aren't mistakes in the normal sense. No, fuck this. You know what? Fuck this show. Fuck, nah, nah, fuck the show. Fuck this article. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, yo, I was get on Magic the Gathering, Gamer Tag, Rise and Shine, if you want to see me. Yeah. If you want to see me, get that ass whooped. I am fucking dangerous on that shit. I am dangerous on that shit. Like, yo, like, I did some shit that I didn't even think I knew was capable. Yeah. For that, I'll take a shot. For that, I'll take a sip. Yeah. Next story. That's a hell of an opening, right? Yeah, open pick. Man who drove 143 miles per hour and led cops on chase arrested after run out of gas. He ran out of gas. Oh, shit. Yo, in Kentucky, why is it Kentucky? Shout out to my brother who's in Kentucky. And my cousins and shout out to my family who's in Kentucky. A Kentucky man who drove more than double the 70 mile per hour speed limit and led police on a lengthy pursuit has been arrested after running out of gas. Idiot. Oh shit, look at this mugshot. I do not care for this mugshot, sir. The incident occurred on Saturday, May 15th at approximately 12:58 p.m. when the Nelson County dispatcher in Kentucky received a call from the Kentucky State Police dispatch asking for help to catch a man driving a bright yellow 2015 Ford Mustang. That is a car. Yo, if you're gonna outrun the cops, that's the fucking car. Shout out to homeboy. Yeah, you got a shot coming to you after this article. Yeah, you got it. You look fucking, goddamn, you look like a meth head. Yeah, you look like he was on meth, but fuck that. If you're gonna outrun the cops, do it in a Mustang. Yeah, I got you, boy. Yeah, woman, hold on. The reason the vehicle was clock driving 143 miles an hour, in a 70 mile per hour zone driving eastbound on the Bluegrass Parkway. That sounds like a fucking song by Johnny Cash. Yes. Authorities say the suspect, 47-year-old Stephen Alford from Round Hill, Kentucky, Jesus Christ, country Bama ass shit. Subsequently, yeah, you sure know how to flux, huh? You sure know how to make things like seem weird. That the police on a long police chase. The driver pulled over at the 30-mile markers after a lengthy pursuit during a telling episode of Cops. After a lengthy pursuit due to running out of gas. Yo, if he had a full tank, that shit would have been ugly. They would have had the helicopters and everything. Yeah, man who allegedly stole $40,000 of lottery tickets. Arrested hiding in back of truck after what the fuck is this? This is not. Alfred was transported to the Nelson County Jail and charged with speeding 26 miles per hour or more over the limit, cops gotta respect them. You know, cops is like, you know, like, yo, you got fucking beast. Yeah, cops probably is like, yo, you got a beast. That's what cops like, that type of shit, man. Like, yeah, they like that type of shit. Oh, we got a runner. Yeah, they like, they want to chase the thrill of the hunt. First degree motor vehicle, evading police, reckless driving, 4 counts of wanton endangerment, first degree police of driving too fast for conditions. Like, what the fuck? Operating on a suspended or revoked license, improper passing, license plate not legible, and resisting arrest. Yeah. Which I don't think, like, yeah, those are not hard offenses, but yeah, but that motherfucker was out. Yeah, he was gone, bro. Like, yo, that's why I watch Cops. I mean, like, yeah, 143 miles an hour, and that Mustang had more. It had more. Like, yeah, that shit probably could have got to like 160. It probably could have got to like 160. Get the shit off my fucking page, man. Like, yo, this is my show. Yes. I love you guys. And I. Oh, this is not the fucking story, man. Come on, man. Like, yeah, my voice is cracking a little bit. Because I've been, I guess this is just the cost of doing business. Yeah, this is the cost of doing business. Cause my voice is on. Oh, shit. Oh, I do not care for this mugshot. I do not care for this mugshot. Arizona mom says she was hearing voices telling her to kill her kids. Come on. I'm gonna take a shot before this fucking story. I don't give a fuck. I do not care for this fucking mugshot. That's fucking crazy. An Arizona mother told a police officer that she was hearing voices telling her to kill her kids just hours before police found their two young children dead. Damn. I'm not blaming it on the cops because clearly the bitch was fucking crazy. But damn, you're supposed to take things like that seriously. The mom later identified as 40-year-old Huey Inouye. What the fuck? I'm not pronouncing that name again. I'm not gonna try to get it right. Flagged down a Tempe, Arizona police officer as she was heading out for as he was heading out for patrol around 7 a.m. Saturday when she made the jarring statement. Tempe Police Sergeant Stephen Carbajal during a press conference. Officers raced to her apartment about 11 miles outside of Phoenix and found a 9-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy with obvious signs of physical trauma. Oh. That shit kind of hurt me a little bit. I mean, like, yeah. Anything dealing with kids, like, come on, man. Carbajal said he didn't elaborate further. He couldn't. I would be speechless. It was a very tragic It was a very tragic what officers encountered. What the fuck? Who broke this shit? And we're trying to support the father and our officers right now. Our officers are really struggling. That's Anyway, was arrested and charged with 2 counts of first degree murder. Officers responded to a domestic call from the apartment around 12:30 a.m. the same morning because the mom and dad were fighting. Carbajal said, oh my God. Police separated the couple, checked on the children, who were fine at the time, and left the scene when tensions settled down.
Goodness.
It didn't seem like there was an immediate threat to the children. Parents, couples argue when they have disagreements and they have issues that come up that don't often require that type of intervention. You don't know.
I can't wait till I get this psychology book, because she probably thought that the reason that they were arguing was because of the children. And if the children weren't in the picture, then I can't wait. I'm already on Amazon, browsing and shit. Yo, motherfucking aunt does this, I guess it runs in the family. I'm so curious about picking the brain and all that. And yo, what were you thinking when you done this? I can't. What is it that makes you want to do these type of things? Police told the Arizona Republic that they don't have any previous records of domestic calls to the house. See, yo, that. Yeah. I'm just gonna fucking, yeah, I said this last night, but tonight I'm gonna buy the fucking book. I'm just gonna buy a book. I might have to get a lot of them, but I'm gonna buy a book to start with. And her mugshot is, I don't care for her mugshot. No. She looks like, yeah, she looks like, she would do some shit like that. I mean, and I don't get it. Sing shot. Says she was hearing voices. Fuck out of here. What's wrong with these people, man? You hearing voices, bitch? I can't wait. I'm gonna get that fucking book. A book. Because there's a lot of them. I don't know which one to pick. I don't know which one to pick. Read a good book in couple hours. Read a good book in I'm busy now, so you say you give it 2 days. Yeah, give it 2 days. Read a good book. 18-year-old arrested for kidnapping and burglary and traumatizing killing a four-year-old child. Damn, that shit wasn't even on the fucking show. I didn't even put this on the show. What the fuck happened here? Year-old arrested for kidnapping and burglary and traumatizing killing a four-year-old child. And he looked like an 18-year-old has been arrested in connection to the death
of a 4-year-old child in a Dallas, Texas, in Dallas, Texas. Darian Brown, stop naming your kids this shit, this fucking this bullshit. Make it simple, easier to type in. Faces a count each of kidnapping and burglary of habitation. Wow. According to what the fuck is that? According to records viewed by Law and Crime, while police said they suspected more charges based on results of pending forensic analysis. Officers got a call at approximately 6:50 a.m. on Saturday about a child dead on the street in the 7500 block of Saddle Ridge Drive. Oh, the child was not identified. I would not. I see something laying in the road, quote, 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 quote. I see something laying in the road, and my initial thought was that it was a dog. She said, the closer I got to it, I can tell it's a human because I see a hand and I see legs. Oh, who found this? Very traumatizing. I had three kids. To see a child covered in blood in the middle of the street is truly traumatizing. Who the fuck that yo? Young boy, and you look like half a fag. You look like half a cross dresser. You look like you're fucking two shades. You're like you're two layers away from being a cross dresser. Ah, look at that nigga. That nigga. He looked like he does his eyebrows. There is nothing masculine about him. Yeah. Gonna clown you dumbass nigga. You can't beat me. Ha. Beating up on 18, beating up on kids and shit. Like doing shit to kids, children. He looks like, and he got the earrings in both ears. He got the little diamonds. He's just ready, yeah. And he got the dreads that look like, yeah. All he need is look, to put some fucking like some tampons in his chest to make him look like he got tits, and he'll be perfect for prison. Yeah, it'll be perfect. Be fucking perfect prison. Bitch ass nigga. Beat up on a grown ass man. It is unclear if Brown has an attorney at this matter. He is being held at the Dallas County Jail in lieu of a $750,000 bond. Which I'm pretty sure he'll have to sell his ass to fucking yeah, you'd be like a fucking faggot. Fucking beating on kids. You can do a lot of things, man. When you get like frustrated, child, if you don't have anything like no type of experience dealing with children. There's a lot of things you can do. The first one is the easiest thing you can do is just fucking like go outside, walk away, take a deep breath. So simple. It's so fucking simple. Like, yo, smoke a cigarette. If you smoke, I don't smoke. But smoke a cigarette. Smoke a blunt, whatever fuck you do, like, and you good, like, yo, you come back, all right, and you see the situation from a different angle. I don't know what the fuck. I want to punch that nigga in the fucking face, hard, and I hit hard, yeah. I'm gonna fucking punch that. That wasn't even part of the story. All right, moving on. Maryland prosperity preaching pastor grifted 39 cars from $1.5 billion in U.S. government pandemic PPP loans. What the fuck is Oh, that's my McAfee. That's my McAfee shit. What the fuck is this? Maryland prosperity preaching pastor. Come on, man. Say that three times fast. Maryland prosperity preaching pastor Rudolph E. Brooks Jr. has been arrested after fraudulently applying for $1.5 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans and using the money to buy 39 cars, including a Tesla, Bentley, and Mercedes. Fuck. Hey, dead in the name of God. Put a down payment on a house and cover other personal expenses with Brooks 45 has been charged with wire fraud and faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Oh, you're going down, buddy. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, seized $2.2 million from his bank accounts, as well as the 2018 Tesla Model 3 he purchased with the funds. According to a press release from the U.S. Department of Justice, Brooks applied for an economy injury disaster loan on April 7, 2024, business he owned called Cars Direct by Godfather. What he just opened up, yo, y'all just giving this money away to these people and they're doing nothing. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here counting fucking change to fucking do laundry. Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Like, oh. Though Cars Direct was incorporated in Maryland on October 29, 2010, it was forfeited October 1, 2012, and reinstated. Oh, mate, that should have been some funny business. Like, yeah, doesn't that raise a flag? On May 28, 2020, he also applied for funding for the two of his other companies, including his Washington, D.C. based church, Kingdom Tabernacle of Restoration Inc. Yeah, god damn. You know, like, yeah, using the name of God in business. And Madero Celtic Bank. Jesus. Unbelievable. Just like, just. Just outright lying to your face. I love it. Hey, I'll take a shot for him. Fuck that. Hey, if you're stupid enough to let them use you, U.S. government, federal government, if you're dumb enough, federal government, if you're dumb enough to let him fucking use you like that. And hey, doesn't he deserve it? Don't be mad after the fact that you find out that you were stupid. I swear I'm charged. Next story. Four hospitalized after explosion at Louisiana crawfish boil. First off, I don't eat crawfish. I don't eat any shellfish because I'm allergic. If there's an explosion at love them crawfish from Popeyes, I don't know. I'm goofy as fuck. Four hospitalized after explosion at Louisiana crawfish boil. Four people were injured and taken to the hospital after an explosion at a crawfish boil in Louisiana. In a Facebook post, two of the injured people were from the Volunteer Scott Fire Department. The incident occurred around 4:30 p.m. on May 8th in a residential area in Krotz Springs. I don't know where the hell that is, which is between Lafayette and Baton Rouge. All right. The firefighters are off duty and attending the boil. What Landry Parish President Jesse Bellard told KATC that the explosion appeared to be an accident. Of course, it wasn't ill. This shit is a crawfish. Ill. God damn, that shit is nasty. How the fuck y'all eat that shit? That's up top East Coast, I guess. I guess it's just a down south thing. That y'all like that shit. That shit looks fucking like, I'm looking at the fucking shit. It looks like something that I will beat the fuck up on Magic the Gathering. All right, investigators said the explosion was likely caused by a propane leak. A tank of the flammable gas was in the shed near where the crawfish were boiling over an open flame, dummies. The shed was open and the gas ignited. Oh, wow. The incident is the second in Louisiana this year. Yeah, but whatever. That shit looks fucking disgusting. Ew. I can't. That shit makes me fucking itch. Like, looking at that pot of fucking crawfish makes my fucking skin itch. And like, yo, I'm gonna fucking itch. Ew. Oh my God. Get this shit the fuck off my page. Jesus. Okay. This is my last story. I love fucking with y'all. This is my last story. And I'll take a shot. Yeah. Yo. Yeah. I'll tell you. What the fuck is this? Oh yeah, police using facial recognition amidst claims of wrongful arrest. Police say facial recognition technology has been instrumental in helping crack some tough cases. We jump right down to you. What you wanna do? What you wanna do? Police say facial recognition technology has been instrumental in helping crack some tough cases, but in the last year, there have been allegations of wrongful arrests. Anderson Cooper reports. Yeah. So, yeah, I know, like, they'd be like, yo, you look like somebody. Like, oh, so what? So what, I look like somebody who got fingerprints? Yo, everybody fits the fucking description. 5'10". 5'10", brown skin. Everybody fits the fucking description. But I mean, like, yo, you're not going, like, yeah, you're not going to give me, yo. So what happened was, this was a while back. I got a story for you. And I was at my friend's house, like, yo, last night, I left my Bacardi. I was drinking Bacardi back then, and police were patrolling. You know what I mean? I went to go get the Bacardi. I lived in the back of a complex. My peoples lived in front. So I went there the morning after, like the day after, and I went to go get my shit. You know what I mean? And well, I had the bottle in my pocket while I was going back home. I went to go get it, and police was like, yo, hey, you there, stop. Police was like, hey, you there, stop. I was like, no, I'm going home. And I hauled that in Tim's, in Timberland's. Like, yo, like, yeah, you go there, yo. They was like, yo, are you hurt? He's like, we got a runner. We got a runner. Through the two bags of weed that I had in me. Because, yeah, I was dirty. I was dirty. I threw the two bags of weed I had. That made me on the ground. So they had to detain me. They couldn't even lock me up. They took me to the precinct downtown. They took me to the precinct downtown, and being that they didn't know that the fucking weed was in my possession because I dumped that shit, like, yeah, so swiftly, yeah. I dumped that shit smooth, like, yeah. They didn't know, like, yeah, they didn't know it was mine. They couldn't pin it on me. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's how I get down. That's how Avery gets down. They couldn't pin it on me, so they just had to let me go. Like, that's all. Like, yeah, that's a story for your ass. And with that being said, yeah, I love you guys. I'm out. All right, yeah, that's the end of the show. I'm gonna wrap it up. If you fucks with the show, reach out. I mean, on my Twitter page, RY. Come on, man. I fucked up. Come on, man. RYEZSHYAE. I think that's what it is. RYEZSHYNE. Yeah, got it right. Taco Meat 05. TACOMEAT 05. That's the Instagram and Facebook. Avery Johnson. Just, yo, just at me, man. Like, or just reach out. Fucks with you. Man, like, yo, if you make podcasts, just hit me. Just hit me. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'll listen. I'll listen. And yeah. Yeah. We'll start something, a network or something. I don't know. Yo, it's been great.
Thank you for listening to me. I'll see you. Adios. Adios.